भगवान और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मोहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे ऐ बसेरा चंद रोज।
Sasrikar Jai Guru Datta Sai Ram Assalamu Alaikum everybody. Welcome, a special good afternoon and welcome to Shabnam Radio. I tell you, it's a beautiful day on the outside here in Toronto, Canada, broadcasting. We are from WTOR 770 on your dial and around the world at www.shabnamradio.com. Shabnamradio.com. Those of you going on to the site, you could go just a little bit below EOWAS and you should see, or you could just click on EOWAS and catch us on that on shabnamradio.com, right? So it should be up and running. We've been modifying a little bit, so thank you for your patience. Richard Aziz keeping you company as we say hello to Wayne and Anna and the gang. And we're going to start off the program something like this.
Jaane chale, jaate hai kaha.
Yes, indeed.
Duniya se jaane wale.
Rakesh, the Raja Yankaran on Shabnam Radio.
Jaate hai kaha.
Well, you know, last night would have been that big concert with Karma, which was cancelled until later. But we're going to keep you company.
कैसे ढूंढे कोई उनको नहीं कदम होके भी निशान दुनिया से जाने वाले जाने चले जाते हैं कहाँ।
What a program we have in store for you. We'll be hearing for the lawyer again, Dave Narain. We'll be featuring Salams Canada today, a special edition indeed. Also the Hanuman Chalisa special presentation. Stay tuned.
आए जब जब उनके यहाँ
Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host, Richard Aziz.
Hey, we want to let you know the lines are open. I want to hear from my loyal, regular listeners, if you are. Listen, give me a quick call. 416-620-1778. 416-620-1778. Hope you're well. Those of you at home, locked in, hope you're keeping well. And who we have on the line?
Anna from West Indian Friends at Kira.
How you doing, Anna, Betty?
Hi, doing good, boy. How are you?
Well, if I can only imagine Wayne probably cooking every single hour.
Well, you know, the good thing about it is, Richard, I don't have to go in the kitchen at all. So
I don't ever think you just have to go in the kitchen except to take out food and wash well.
Richard, we know we're in a lockdown, so West Indian Friends at Care would like to send virtual hugs and wish everybody happy Easter. Keep safe, and we're into this together, and we know we'll overcome it positively.
Thank you very much, Anna. Thank you, my sister. And great to hear from you. Glad to know that you're doing well.
Okay, Richard, and one last thing. Should anybody need anything, reach out to us. Don't forget us. 416-568-5838.
Again?
416-568-5838. Should you need help, an elderly person, a family with kids, anything at all, reach out to us. We're here for that.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. And let me just add to that, friends. You need somebody to pick up your medication. You need somebody to probably bring you some groceries. You need some anything. This organization, and it's run by this couple, Anna and Wayne, I urge you, you know, put it to a test. I have a situation in New Jersey I'll tell you about a little bit. And to hear Anna volunteering to do that and help out in whatever way, let me tell you, God bless them, God keep them, and there are many like that. I want to sing them praise today. The frontline people on the frontline, we know you are there, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. But just want to add to that list the grocery store cashiers, the McDonald's workers, the Tim Hortons workers. Listen, a lot of people scared of losing their job, and they're going there not because they want to come and help. Some of them they do, but it's because they have no choice. So treat them kindly, and those jackasses that yell at them and be mean to the cashiers and the takeout window, I want to let you know, stop it. You know, there are young kids and young people working at Tim Hortons, McDonald's, and, you know, just I heard some of them being so rude and mean to these guys. Sometimes, oh, why are you not wearing your gloves? You know, sometimes when you work in a restaurant, you need to wash your hand more often than wearing the gloves. And the gloves, they might pick up more germs. You know, one lady I saw in the lineup took the hand sanitizer, wiping the coffee cup, and when it came out black on her hand, she's yelling at the girl. No, we need to do better. And I'm sorry, we have to do better. They are indeed on the front line also. So let's treat them with love and respect, appreciation, all right?
If it looks fake.
416-620-1778. I'm going to play you a nice song just for that. You ready? Yeah, nice tune.
Tere sang yara khush rang
but I want some
bahara tu raat diwani main zard sitara
also we want to send this one out to the truck drivers out there. We have on the line. Hello.
Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Shri Ram. Pakistan destroyed.
Yes, brother.
Pakistan
how you doing?
Pakistan destroyed, mom.
I know what going on. Listen, I think that one we have to take it out for a little bit. But going to fix that. We're going to run some commercials and come back. 416-620-1778. And Mamu, you stay right there, brother. I'm coming to you, all right? Stay on the line. I'm coming right to you. This is Radio Shabnam.
When your business needs today's best accounting and tax services, there's just one place to turn, FortisAccounting.ca. Let our professional staff make sure your bookkeeping is handled from A to Z. And don't worry about the tax man, we'll handle him too. That's FortisAccounting.ca. Why go anyplace else? We are redefining the way your bookkeeping, accounting, and business intelligence is managed. Our methods of paperless workflows and automated payments allow for real-time data that delivers insight that can help you achieve your personal and business goals. That's FortisAccounting.ca. It's smart accounting for smart businesses.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting, and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online, www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Visit Lapakan.com.
Hey, check them out, Lapakan. They're now working 9 to 3, special hours for opening. Also want to let you know the friends at Sheikh Halal, they are open, and they're suggesting you go to the website and place your order. They might even do delivery at a cost, all right? So please check them out at sheikhhalal.com. steinwaybrewing.com and check them out also down at Steinway Boulevard. They open Walk with Cash, all right? Walk with Cash, and they would be able to process you much, much, much faster in that way. All right, 416-620-1778. Hey, happy Easter, everybody. He has risen indeed. Good Friday. Don't forget, Easter Sunday. Those of you who couldn't make it to church, I'm sure there are other ways you are celebrating. But right now, remove that fear with faith, indeed. And may I suggest you've laid it at the feet of your God. Give it all to Jesus, indeed. As we hear from Carleen Davis on Shabnam Radio.
At the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toes. Give them all, give them all. Give them all to Jesus. And He will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said, let only sunshine. And He never said, there'd be no rain. And He only promised a heart full of singing.
Going out to Yvonne and Mo. Hey, Yvonne and Mo, hope you're having a good day. Give it all, indeed to Jesus.
Give them all.
Happy Easter from all of us at Caribbean Showtime, Shabnam Radio.
Jesus.
And how many of you miss your Good Friday Jummah? You know, it's like another Eid. It really is when you have everybody on a Good Friday coming out, those who are Muslim and would gather for Jummah. I'm sure you would have missed that yesterday. And even missing Jummah Salah, indeed. But I'm sure we all will agree that we have to do what we have to do. To our Christian brothers and sisters, we say to you and those who are observing this holy time, a blessed and a happy Easter indeed. Well, you know, those of you who know the story of Jesus' crucifixion. He was denied by one of his favorite Peter, his disciples. He was given up to the authorities by Judas and was crucified on Calvary. And 3 days later, he rose again. And while we get through this COVID-19, and there are others who have been suffering way before this, those who have been shut in way before this, those who have been crippled by situations in their life, can't go to the grocery store, doesn't have money to keep a phone, doesn't have money for groceries, yes, they are out there still, the lonely, the older ones, the seniors. You know, I just want to share quickly with you a situation of a family member I found out in New Jersey. Have all the symptoms of the COVID, vomit, headaches, fever. Person is diabetic, in their 60s. And family members are so reluctant and scared to go. And I don't blame them, but at the same time, could you imagine that individual there? Don't have anybody else to live by themselves and not able to have the help that they need, even to rub their back or even to give them a glass of water. Could you imagine? And for the family members scared because they too could be infected. But they had the test. It's not confirmed yet. They had to wait a little bit. And boy, I was just thinking, you know, you could dress, you could probably put on some boots and gloves and goggles and some garbage bag even. I'm sure there are many ways you can protect yourself and try and reach out and help. You know, there are common sense things that we could do to reach out. And to hear Anna suggesting that, please call if you need something, if you need help. You can deliver services on the outside and protect yourself. But I ask you, those of you who have faith and God-fearing in your heart, please, please take some time in prayer for those who are in need, who are suffering. You know, it was described that this COVID is like having your nostril plastered and taking small needles and boring just a couple holes to breathe from. Could you imagine breathing like that? Could you imagine not having somebody to get, and you don't feel to eat, you don't have an appetite, and you want to lay in bed, and you know, most of your lungs is at the back. And when you lie on your back, or stay in bed, it builds up and the mucus and everything else is there. You could easily contract pneumonia. And there's no cure for it. And we've been seeing and we know of it. But could you imagine if you got it and had to be treated in that way, where everyone is scorning and afraid and keeping their distance? So I ask you, please, prayer that they would have the strength to overcome this. Because there are those who have symptoms and they are recovering. If you strengthen the immune system, if you're strong enough to survive it. But I know that prayers work. And I know that together we have listeners out there would take time out and offer a prayer indeed. He died on Calvary. And today, those who believe in Jesus as the Son of God and those who believe Him as your Savior, I'm sure you would trade in that cross any day for a crown. Hey, one of my all-time favorites, Old Rugged Cross. If you know it, sing along, come on.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and best for the world of long
Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter from our friends at Ken Jewelry. And Betalal, my brother Betalal, how are you doing? Hey, the lines are open, 416-620-1778 if you want to send your shout out. 416-620-1778. On behalf of all of us here at WTOR 770, I want to wish you a blessed weekend indeed. Happy Easter, everybody. Okay, one great hit after another indeed. But this one, you need to get up. Yes, those of you with a little arthritis are giving you a few seconds. Get up and turn up the volume. Anna, crank it up. Ah, beautiful one here. Done by young Matt Redman.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. I worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day drawing. It's time to sing His song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing till the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, I worship His own. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end was near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, I worship His holy name.
Hey, giving praise and thanks today. Want to say thank you indeed to Nigel at the flea market, 747 flea market. You know Nigel, just late last night I asked him, I need to get some gospel music, and he couldn't put it together in time, so he did what he did. He brought me all of his original stuff, and boy, I'd had so much I could pick from. But thank you, God bless you, Nigel, and your family. Thank you very much. I also want to send out a big thank you to the the lawyer who have been fighting and trying to bring those folks back from Guyana, Dave Narayana. What a terrific guy, what a terrific job he is doing. He'll be talking to me in a little bit to give us some update, and there's some new information coming out of Guyana, the High Commission office, so you'd share that with you. There would be a direct flight coming from Guyana, so stay tuned, get your pen and paper ready. We need you to take down some numbers, especially the seniors. Listen, I have some information to share with you. If you're looking to get some of the emergency response benefit from the government, for example, there's a $2,000 a month for up to 4 months to eligible workers who have lost their income due to the COVID-19. We can tell you and give you the telephone number to do so online. Those of you who doesn't have a computer, it's very simple, actually, very, very simple. You can have it done in 2-3 minutes. Also, we give you numbers to access the food banks, also to delivery of food and medication, local temples and mosques. We want to know, are there anything happening, guys? You have numbers you can share with me so I can get it out. Any local temple, mosque, or churches, you're doing anything for your congregation, we'd love to hear from you. And so the small business emergency loans up to $40,000 that the bank is giving, that too is accessible to you. And by the way, we want to let you know that you can get that by accessing the accounting firm that we've been telling you about, okay? And please, you can call this number, speak to them directly, 416-820-0779, all right? So that's fortisaccounting.ca, or you can call them, 416-820-0779. Now, they would be able to help you navigate through the application for that $40,000 loan for your small businesses, right? So please, I'd repeat the numbers. There's a few numbers I would like to share with you, so stay with us as we continue on the program, and we'd give you those information. Get your pen and paper ready. I promise to get you the telephone numbers, those of you who like to apply for the benefits on the telephone. Richard Aziz, keeping you company. You like that one? Yeah, I like that one. This is Saturday, the 11th of April, and what a beautiful day it is. The sun is shining. Not sure. I'm in the studio now, so I'm not sure what's happening out there. But I believe we're going up to about 9 degrees, and later we'll be dropping down again. But make the best of it. If you have to walk about in the yard, get stretched a leg a little bit. Anybody having problems at home, maybe cooped up in one place and somebody's getting on your nerve? Listen, don't worry about that. You need to relax a little bit. And those, pick up the phone, call family, friends. And is your phone ringing? Anybody checking in on you? Maybe it's a good time to make a list of those who are. You know, the so-called friends and family. Where are they now? Nothing to do. I'm sure they could give you a quick call. But don't be like them. You pick up your telephone and call and say hi. And, we need to keep in touch. How about if I just play you another selection? Ready for a nice one? This one compliments Cheryl Chan Singh. I want to say thank you to Cheryl for stepping up and supporting us here on the program. She's sponsoring Salams Canada coming up in a little bit. And also we want to say thank you to the Dave Narayan family. They will be sponsoring the Hanuman Chalisa. So stay with us. You know, last week we made an appeal through Terry Saar and Dave Narayan. And didn't hear from anybody except for a friend of mine's Peter, who had called, and another gentleman who messaged me on WhatsApp, and I saw it later. I have to reach out to him yet to speak to him. But, it's disappointing that so many listeners, so many of you who would normally call in, and we do whatever we can to comfort you and entertain you. And I mean, by no means I'm insisting you have to, but I made a promise and a pledge that we will continue and continue we will on this program. But I just wanted to point out that the response has been just two people. And also, by the way, Chris Sukul, thank you, my brother, for reaching out and assisting us. You know, I believe what we do here is driven by a greater force indeed. And I believe over the years, 20 years I've been doing this here on the radio. Trust me, there are many times where funds, you don't know where it would come from, but somehow it always gets here. And we are able to stay on the radio. Well, the television and radio combined is close to $2,100. And we are promising to try our best. And I believe, honestly, I believe through the greater good, we will stay afloat and continue to do what we do on this program. So we are not demanding, we're not insisting. You know, on Saturday I told you how much Charlie's, and Charlie was another one that cancelled. And it's because Ravi said, you know, we can't restock the shelf. We had to close the restaurant. He had to lay off some staff. And it's very understanding, and we understand that. So those who have been supporting us over the years, we continue to do their ads on the program. And for the few that are still with us, thank you, thank you. And we'll continue to grow from here. But we are grateful to those who have been with us, so we continue to support them. And anything we can do to help you with your business out there, please feel free, no charge. Give me a call. We'd be happy if you're doing a restaurant and maybe doing takeout only or delivery only. We'd be able to get the word out for you, no charge, right? Give us a call, 416-620-1778, or you can text me at 416-832-7293. Like Fortis Accounting Services, they are doing good work, and I'm doing this ad so that you would know, and they are willing to sit with you and help you. Those of you with small businesses, there might be a small fee, but please contact them to apply for that $40,000 loan and get some help, and they're giving some good advice. Shabdam Radio. Now I was going to play a nice selection, and it goes something like this. Compliments Cheryl Chanson. Shabdam Radio 770 WTOR, and right now we would like to present Salams Canada on the radio edition. I want to say thank you to Cheryl Chansing for sponsoring this segment on the program. And you too could be part of Shabnam Radio by supporting us this way, by sponsoring a segment. Also, the Hanuman Chalisa is available for sponsorship, and it's another way of one spreading the Chalisa, spreading some good word, encouragement on the radio. So please, and by the way, after a little bit in the program, we have a couple of interviews, but we'd like you to call in and share your experience. What are you doing to keep occupied? And if you're assisting others, how you're doing it, if it's by helping by calling, if it's helping by doing a little shopping for somebody when you go out, and how you're setting it aside, how you're delivering to them. Maybe you could give us a few tips how you're passing the time. Okay, 416-620-1778. Keep that number handy. 416-620-1778. And I would repeat it, but I wanted to quickly give you some phone numbers before we go into Salams Canada. For example, the Canada Emergency Response Benefit will provide a taxable benefit of $2,000 a month for up to 4 months to eligible workers who have lost their income due to COVID-19. You can apply online over the telephone. So the telephone number to apply, you must have your SIM card or your CRA account number. So if you want to get that handy before you call. And that number is 1-800-959-2019. I'd repeat it. 1-800-959-2019 or 1-800-959-2041. 1-800-959-2041. In some cases, if you have your account or your accountant had set it up so that you can get direct deposit, I know someone told me they did it and they got it in 2 days. So you can call in at any time on the telephone and do that. So those seniors, those who doesn't have a computer, don't know how to use it. And again, family members and friends, reach out if you could and see how you can assist in filling out some of these applications for some folks. To access food, including but not limited to, okay, the Food Bank of Canada, for example, I'd give you the telephone number, 1-877-535-0958. That's the Food Banks of Canada, telephone number 1-877-535-0958. The Salvation Army, 1-800-725-2769. Second Harvest, 416-408-2594. Second Harvest, 416-408-2594. Delivery of food and medication, the United Way, 1-800-267-8221. Again, the United Way for delivery of food and medication, 1-800-267-8221. And I wanted to add another number there, that is Anna's telephone number. You know, she called in at the top of the program, and I think that is another contact for a friend that cares. And Anna, I know I had it. Okay, I try. Oh, here we go. Anna, that number is 647-999-8411. I'm sure she has another number which you prefer me to advertise, but this one is a personal cell number, 647-999-8411. 647-999-8411. That's West Indian Friends at Care, and she might be able to assist, especially in the local GTA, Brampton, Mississauga, I'm sure. Give her a call if you need medication and stuff like that, delivered food and stuff like that, all right? If you're in trouble and you need help, listen, don't be shy, call. And one of the things I wanted to emphasize on, you know, today is not only the homeless, it's not only the poor and needy. Anybody could run into the situation. I remember when my knees were swollen and I couldn't go to masjid for a Eid once, how much I wanted to get some milk and to make some sour, I know, at least try. And I couldn't even get out of bed or even get to the fridge. Or I didn't have milk, I remember, to do that. And, you know, just to have someone who might be willing and doing it with a willing heart and not to make you feel embarrassed and not to make you feel awkward. So I ask you and urge you, those of you giving charity and doing the good work, you know, do it in a way that it would not embarrass anyone indeed. Do it with, give, just do the charity with dignity, right? Please, I ask you, please. You know, some people, when they give, they take pictures. They give a bag, a hamper, and you don't know what's in that. It could be two roller toilet paper and some rice and a little bottle of oil. But the big hamper, they're embarrassing the people and putting them right center and taking a picture of them. You could give it and the right people would notice. Trust me. So we ask you, please, when you're doing a charity, do it discreetly and don't embarrass. I know sometimes you want to show people that, yes, you donated and here's where your money going. And if people have questions about that, I'm sure they could reach out to you and you could sit with them and show them all those good work that you have done. But don't do it publicly and put it on website and Facebook. I know you mean well, but please. It's time now for Salams Canada, brought to you by the children of Lazina and the late Abdul Aziz, in particular, Cheryl Chansing.
And today's khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala, I will summarize 7 benefits and 7 lessons that all of us can learn from what is going on around us. The first of these 7, to make us humble and to realize that none of us is powerful and only Allah Azza wa Jal is all powerful. No human is superhuman. No human is almighty. All of us are under the control of a powerful Rabb. Look at this virus, the largest country in the world in terms of population, and that is China. The most powerful country in the history of humanity, and that is our country America. All over the world, all nations, mighty and weak, the entire human race is in terror. Doesn't matter where they're from. And what are they terrified at? They're terrified at the smallest of the small. They're terrified at something that is a manifestation of life. In fact, scientists even wonder, is the virus technically alive or is it something between life and death? And the virus is the smallest manifestation of any creation. It is around 20 to 30 nanometers in length. To even look at it, we cannot even look at it with a normal microscope. We only can see it from a special type of microscope called an electron microscope. And the electron microscope does not bounce light off of the object. It bounces electrons off of the object. From this virus, all of us, mankind, are terrified. What does this show us? That there is indeed a Rabb. That despite all of our technology, despite all that we have come, we are not masters of our own destiny. We do not even control our own lives, much less the lives of others. How can we not humble ourselves in front of Subhan al-Khaliq, the one who creates everything, the one whom Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran about himself, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He creates that which you cannot even know, you do not even understand. That is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the first of these lessons is to make us realize there is a Rabb, and the Rabb is in charge of us. The second of the 7 lessons that we can benefit from is to appreciate that life and death are real. Why? Because all too often we ignore death. All too often we become so comfortable in this dunya. We start living the life. We start enjoying the material pleasures. We become complacent of the riches that we have. We become engrossed to such an extent that we become heedless that this dunya is not the end all and be all. And these types of calamities, these types of tragedies, it is a wake-up call that no one lives forever. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. No human has been given immortality. Every one of us dies. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every single soul shall die. Just because we ignore it, just because we don't think about it, it does not change the reality of life and death. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاءَ. Allah is the one who created death and He created life. When these plagues come and when death surrounds us, we become more cognizant. Our hearts that might have been hard become soft. Our minds who only think of the dunya, we start thinking of the akhirah. And if this type of calamity makes our hearts that were hard soft, then this is a blessing and not a calamity. If this calamity wakes us up from the slumber of the dunya and makes us realize that all of life is temporary, then it is wallahi not a calamity, but it is a blessing in disguise. This is the second benefit we gain from. The third blessing we can see, the wisdom that we can extract from what we see around us, is the notion that some people are better than others. And the fact that this virus attacks all of humanity equally, it really shows us the foolishness of the superiority complex, the foolishness of racism, the foolishness of thinking my race, my people, my nation state is better than anyone else. No, this virus is attacking all of humanity equally. All classes, the rich and the poor, all ethnicities, the white and the black and the yellow and the brown, all socioeconomic privileges gone. Every single human is equally human. كلكم من آدم وآدم من تراب. Anybody who feels that because I have a certain background, or because my bank account has more, or because my nationality, because my passport, because my عرق and my tribe and whatnot, all of this is thrown in the dust. Every one of us, our blood cells are exactly the same. We are all equally human. And all illusions that we create of superiority, of differences between us, all of this is shown to be foolish. And the message of Islam, that the only thing that really separates us is in the eyes of Allah, and that is through taqwa. In this world, we are all equally human. And so, this virus and the scare that it is generating, in fact, should make us realize the truth of our religion of Islam when it tells us that every one of us is equally human. All of us have come from the same origin and our end result will be exactly the same. The fourth wisdom that we can derive from what we see around us is to show us that this dunya and the wealth that comes with it and the blessings that come with it is not an indication of success and happiness. No, not at all. Rather, the fact that people that seem to be innocent or good or righteous are struck with calamities, and the fact that people that might be evil or bad seem to be going scot-free, it makes us realize that this dunya is not the end. We must recognize that there's going to be hereafter. This virus, it seems to sometimes take innocent children, innocent people. Not just this virus, any calamity. Sometimes the righteous are affected, and sometimes the evil people are left. And this should make us reflect that whoever has this dunya doesn't mean that Allah is pleased with them. Whoever has this dunya taken away does not mean that Allah is angry with them. On the contrary, this dunya is not an indication that Allah loves you. As one of our scholars said, that this dunya is given to the one whom Allah despises and the one whom Allah loves. Doesn't matter. And this dunya is taken away from the one whom Allah despises and the one whom Allah loves. This world and all of the blessings associated with it are not the indication of success. They're not the indication of Allah's pleasure. Rather, it is the akhirah that is the full indication of Allah's pleasure. And Allah mentions in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. Beware of the tragedy or of the fitna. Beware of the trial that is not only going to affect those who do wrong amongst you. This virus is spreading everywhere. It is the righteous and unrighteous. It is the good and the bad. It is the salih and the talih. All of them are being affected at equal. And it is our reaction that determines piety, not the affliction itself. Those of you who are suffering from any calamity or affliction, do not interpret it as Allah not being pleased with you. On the contrary, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these plagues that you see, they are an adab for some group of people and a rahmah for the believers. The same thing can be an adab and the same thing can be a rahmah. Why? Because it is of this dunya. Money can be a punishment and money can be a blessing. Good health can be a type of punishment if you don't use it properly, and good health can be a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Point number 5 in our list of 7 things that we're going to mention in today's khutbah. Of the blessings really that we see from this tragedy is that it makes selfish people realize they need family and friends. They need other people. Subhanallah, what is going to happen if one of us were to fall sick? Who will take care of us? There are many who want to live selfish lives. Nafsi, nafsi. And this is not the way of Islam. It is not the way of any decent human being. A human being needs to love and to be loved. A human being needs to be a part of a good society. In fact, one can also extrapolate from this point number 5, not just the importance of family and friends, not just the importance of having people to take care of you, but also the importance of civil order, of law, of society, of government. Because we need systems that are checks and balances. We need systems that are going to make sure that people don't go into chaos, that people are taken care of. And that is why when Islam came, and the Arabs pre-Islam were not a civilization. The Arabs pre-Islam were in Jahiliyyah, and Islam came and it lifted the Arabs from Jahiliyyah until they controlled the whole world from China to Andalus. Why? Because Islam came and it gave them many things. And of the things it gave them is the Khilafah Rashida. Of the things it gave them is political strength and power. And this shows us it's human nature, it's civilization. You want to have a successful dunya, you need to come together and have law and order. You need to come together, individuals, families, friends, and all communities, and form systems and societies that will keep things in check. The 6th of these 7 points is to demonstrate for us that there must be a higher power that predetermines what is happening. There must be what we call in Arabic, Iman bil Qadr. This virus and the anxiety that comes from it, and the seemingly randomness, who gets it, who doesn't get it. This doesn't just come out of nowhere. There must be everything that is predetermined by Qadr. As Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدْرٍ. Everything we have done, we have created it with Qadr. A person can take every single precaution. A person can always wash his hands and wear the mask and don't go anywhere and still be afflicted with the virus. Another person can walk to the very epicenter without any protection.